All right. If you've got a hot water heater that's not doing the job for you, then you might be like Ron in Illinois. Tell us what's going on.
I've got a hot water heater that's been in the house since 99, and oftentimes, intermittently, first thing in the morning, it is not fully hot when we turn the water on. We have to have the shower turned fully on to hot, and then other times it works fine. And I was wondering if it could be a fill tube and deteriorated, or possibly the gas valve.
All right, so it is gas.
It is gas, natural gas.
A 40-gallon gas-fired water heater?
That's correct.
We're not talking about the issue of waiting for hot water in the morning, like in your bathroom, are we?
No, that's correct. After the water gets up through the pipes, it has to be turned fully on to have the hot water, but not always.
Not always. Okay. Well, it sounds to me like you have a bad thermostat on the gas valve. Obviously, it's not performing consistently. You know, a gas water heater run is pretty simple. It doesn't have a lot of moving parts. And if it's behaving erratically like that, then most likely the thermostat, which controls when the gas valve comes on and off, is probably bad.
Now, the thermostat, Tom, that's something that's on the water heating unit itself?
It's actually built into the gas valve.
Now, is it something that, I mean, he said 1999, so we're at almost, you know, it's 10 years.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the lifespan.
Well, you know, most water heaters are going to have like around a 10-year warranty, but generally we're concerned more about the tank than the valves, but sometimes those valves do go bad. And it sounds to me like that's what's going on here. Now, your options are going to be whether or not you replace the valve or you replace the water heater. And, Ron, with the age of this thing, I wouldn't want to tell you to put too much money into it. So you may be better off just replacing the water heater.
I see.
Because, I mean, what are you going to get out of it? Another five, maybe, if you're lucky, another 5 years? I just hate to see you replace that valve and then, you know, a year from now, the thing leaks again. Because, frankly, by the time you pay the plumber to come out there and replace the valve, you know, it probably cost you another $100-$150 to have replaced the whole water heater.
Okay. That's not what I wanted to hear.
I know. It's like we give you tough love here, Ron. Okay. We do tell you what you need to know. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.